Hey, girlfriends, welcome to another episode of Girlfriends and Goals. We're your hosts, Miosha
and Samaria.
This podcast is a space where we'll talk about friendships, life goals, a little bit of pop culture, and all things womanhood.
Our top goal this year is to grow our podcast audience. So if you're new here or you're an avid listener of this podcast, please subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating, write a review, and be sure to share this episode with a girlfriend or two.
All right, we're going to jump into our first segment, which is called Girl, What's Good, where we talk about something that we've been loving for the past couple of weeks. It could be a book, a store, a bottle of wine, an experience. So Samaria, what's been good with you?
So I have been loving this show on Netflix called Is It Cake? And I don't know if you've seen it, but at the beginning of the pandemic, there were these posts that would go up on like Twitter where it'll be like something like, I don't know, a cockroach or like something random, a water bottle. And then people like cut it open and it turns out it would actually be a cake. So there's this show on Netflix that pretty much has people come in and bake different things. And then they have a panel that tries to guess if it's a cake or not. And I am low-key obsessed with baking shows. I love competition shows, but I've realized over the last year or so that I really like baking competition shows. So when I saw that that was coming out, I literally sent it to one of my group chats and was like, okay, guys, this is coming out. We got to watch it. So that's something that I've been really into lately. So yeah, it's on Netflix. Check it out. Let me know what y'all think about it. Hit us up on Instagram at Girlfriends and Goals Podcast and tell us if you've watched that show and what you think. But that's what's good for me. What's good for you?
Well, I have to ask, with you watching all these baking shows, has that inspired you to bake more or you just like to watch?
Oh, not at all. No. I just like to watch. I'm not like, I would maybe see a recipe somewhere and try it, like cooking. But as far as baking, no, I'm not really interested in baking like that. So yeah, I mean, I watch literally only one cooking show religiously, and that's Top Chef, which the season mm-hmm. is currently going on. But it's interesting that I prefer to watch the baking shows, but I would quicker make a cooking recipe than a baking one. But yeah, it doesn't inspire me at all, girl. I just like to watch people do the pretty things, and that's it.
Nice. Well, what's been good with me is actually something that Samaria put me onto, which is a product called Nail Boo. And I do enjoy going to the nail salon most times, but I don't always have time to go. And then obviously during the pandemic, a lot of us didn't have the option to go or didn't feel safe to go. So during the pandemic, I started doing the gel nails, and I tried to get Samaria onto that, and she dibbled and dabbed a little bit, but she actually put me onto Nail Boo, which is an at-home SNS dip kit. And if you get your nails done, you know that the gel nails typically last about a week to 2 weeks, but the SNS dip nails, they last about 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes even longer. But either way, Samaria put me onto it and I've been loving it. Super easy to use. You get salon quality nails. And I will say practice does make perfect. So mm-hmm. don't expect to get it right the first time. But once you get the hang of it, it's very easy. And it's just nice to have the option to do your nails at home or fix a nail, even if it breaks, and not feel like you have to go to the salon every single time. But yeah, I've been loving Nail Boo. And thank you, girl, for putting me on.
You're so welcome. I actually just did a new set yesterday with it. If you're watching on YouTube, let me show y'all. I did like a French dip on one of the nails and then lavender on the rest. But yeah, I absolutely love it. If I had to go to the nail salon, I wouldn't go. Like my nails would just be not done. So yeah. I really love the dipping powder. I used to use another one a few years ago, and that's when, you know, I got the experience. But yeah, recently started this year as my self-care. using the nail glue one, and I love it, and I'm glad you love it too.
Yeah, because going to the salon can sometimes be hit or miss, either with the work that they do or the customer service, or it could just take forever, you waiting there, and then a few hours have passed. So it's just nice for the convenience as well, and just being able to do certain maintenance self-care items at home yourself and not feel like you're, you know, like slave to going to have someone else to do it.
Yeah, I feel like we're both really big on that. Like with our hair, we do our own hair. we do our own nails now. So yeah, we're really big on that. So yeah, very nice. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get into today's topic. You know, we're now in the second quarter of 2022. No, this episode isn't coming out until like maybe the third week of April or so. So we've been in the second quarter for a few weeks now, but it's not the new year anymore. And I know that we all have the tendency to kind of like ease up on our goals for the new year. And I'm not even saying that's always a bad thing, but we just want like all of us, ourselves included, and anybody listening to just revisit our goals, you know, and recenter, because we do have a lot of year left. So that's why this topic is keep your foot on the gas. So Miosha, are there like any goals that you feel like you haven't kept up with or maybe need to get better at?
Yeah, I actually do have a goal that I intended, or I thought I would accomplish in the first quarter, or at least the first half of the year. Okay. And I do think that I am still on track to at least do it within the first half of the year, but I'm not exactly where I thought that I would be. And to be 100% honest, it's partly on me because I should have started on working on this goal earlier. Yeah. Really, I should have started first thing in January, but there was a delay outside of my control. However, even though it was outside of my control, I could have still been working on a portion of it. So, you know, like when something's in process and it's like, oh, there's a delay or this can't get done, it can be easy just to like sit back and be like, okay, well, I'll just table the whole thing.
Right. If I can't do it how I want, none of it's going to get done.
And yeah, in this case, that wasn't necessarily the best decision because I still could have been working on a portion of it and I would have made more progress. But yeah, so I just miscalculated the amount of time it would take. I should have started earlier. There were some delays that were outside of my control, but I do think that I am still on track to get this done at least by midway through the year.
Nice. Yeah, we still have a few months. And shout out to you for the accountability, sis. And it's my fault, okay? It's on me. So I don't know if I like wrote this down as a goal, but I think like mentally it was a goal. And I know people are probably going to be like, oh, she didn't write it down. That's why. I promise there are other things that I didn't necessarily write down that I, you know, am working towards, but it was like working out regularly. So I think I had started getting on a regular schedule. I was on a regular schedule definitely at the end of last year. But for those of you out there who don't know, I am in grad school. And so once that started, I said, okay, I'm going to give myself like a week or two to get into the rhythm of the semester, because I do have a lot more on my plate this semester than I have had any semester before. So I just wanted to give myself that opportunity to get into the rhythm of the semester. And then I was going to add working out back. And it just never got added. And could I add it back? Sure. But I think just the way this semester has been going, it hasn't been a priority for me. And I know when I'll make it a priority again. And that's once the semester is over. But yeah, it didn't make sense to me to prioritize that. Now, just like you said, I do think I could have done like weekends or, you know, like one or two days. Like a friend recently was like, oh, you could just do some days. And I'm like, why are you judging me? Just because you work out every day. Like I literally took offense to it, which I shouldn't have. But yeah, I could have, but I just did it. And I don't plan on doing that now that this episode is out there. I will wait until the semester ends and then I can get back to it.
You know what? This is going to sound so funny. and strange, but actually, I would say back in February, the beginning of February, when I resubscribed to my online gym, ifyoucanmove.com, I started a challenge and I saw one of the challenges that they offered was a step and like twerk, something that you would like. And I thought to send it to you. I'm like, oh, Samaria might like this, but I knew how the semester was going. So I said, you know, I'm going to hold back and wait. And maybe I'll send it to her in the summer. But I was definitely thinking about you when I saw that they offered the step and twerk. I'm like, oh, that's like right up her alley. But I'm not going to send it right now because things are a bit shaky.
I appreciate you not sending that negativity into my life because my step is right there. I pass by it every day and I do nothing. But I will say my campus is really big and I do have to walk quite a bit. So, you know, that helps me. And I think I eat pretty well, so I think that's helpful, but, you know, I do want to get back to it. And when I was talking to that friend, I'm like, yeah, because I would need to do an hour. And they're like, you don't have to do an hour, but for me, it has to be like, it just has to be how I want it to be, you know? And if it's not, I don't want it. So that's where we are right now.
So why do you think that there's this tendency for us to forget or just get lax on the goals that we've set out? Like we just don't have that same fire and energy like when we first started.
Yeah, I think, you know, the new year, people just feel like they can reinvent themselves. It's me, I'm people. And I do think sometimes people overestimate like what they can reasonably do. But also I think with that overestimation, people, if they can't do 100%, like in our examples, right? Like if they can't do it 100%, they're like, oh, I'm not going to do it at all. And then they leave the goal by the wayside. So I think like those are the two reasons, like just doing too much at the beginning or thinking you're like superman, superwoman and can accomplish everything, but also not knowing how to like adjust when things aren't going the way you envisioned it.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. Going hard, especially going extremely hard in the beginning, like even in a workout example, or even for like finance and budgeting, say you have this goal to save a certain amount of money, be within a certain budget. So you cut it all the way back, severely restricting yourself. So you're going hard, but then you may get burnt out. You know, it's a marathon, not necessarily like a sprint race. So just having that burnout. And then over time, I think it's natural for that momentum to wane, depending on how long that goal is going to take. If it's something that you feel like, oh, I can't attain this until say November in the year.
Yeah.
You know, you have to versus something that you think you could do in April, you have to pace yourself accordingly just so that you can endure until, you know, you've accomplished that goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think those are the only two reasons that I can think of for like why. Mm-hmm. Or maybe there's a group of people who just get everything done so fast and it's like, okay, I'm done. Like, and I don't need to do anything else. I would love to be one of those people though. but I guess like, since we're talking about the goals that haven't been kept up with, what are some ways that you think, you know, we can still make progress on it, even though it's not exactly what we might've planned?
So like I said, on the first portion of the conversation, you could still work on the areas of the goal that you're able to, like, you don't have to table the entire thing. But I think sometimes just establishing why or figuring out like why you're not able to accomplish the goal.
Yeah.
So for example, if it's time or if it's motivation or lack of discipline or just lack of interest, because sometimes you may think that, oh, I really want to accomplish this goal, but then some time may pass and that passion and fire just isn't there.
Yeah.
And so I think just establishing the why and then making tweaks to adjust for that. So if it's time, you can think, okay, well, what could realistically work with my schedule instead of just like throwing the whole thing to the side?
Yeah, I think you make a good point because like one of my things that I have is to not be afraid to reassess and pivot. So of course that looks like, okay, maybe I wasn't able to work out every single day of this month like I planned, but if I'm at the end of the first week of the month And I know that I've only been able to realistically go into the gym 3 times a week as opposed to 7 days out of the week. Maybe I need to like adjust, like reassess the situation and pivot to setting a goal of 3. But also I think pivoting can look like, this is not even a goal of mine anymore. You know, like maybe I made this goal because like me and my friends decided we were going to do it or, you know, something like that. And now it just doesn't align well with me. And so I think pivoting can look like that too. Like, okay, this is not a goal that I have anymore. Replace it with another goal, or don't, just focus on going harder on your other goals. One other thing that I had was to just like continue to check in with yourself, which is similar to like reassessing, but yeah, just checking in with yourself and giving yourself that grace. Like, okay, I can't do everything. I think like sometimes we set really ambitious goals, which to me, I think it's natural, but your body isn't going to be on ambition every single day. Like you're not going to wake up every single day and be like, ambition, you know, like some days just chill. Some days you just want to relax. Like, okay, this is going to be a lazy day. So I think just give yourself grace, or, you know, maybe all you're eating is salads. I don't know if this is a better example, but all you're eating would be salads. And one day you just want a brownie. Like, it's okay. Have the brownie. Give yourself grace. You've been working really hard. So yeah, just constantly checking in with yourself and making sure like, okay, I'm good. I have all the things that I need to succeed.
So we've talked a lot about, I guess, some of the goals and areas where we could be working on and maybe doing more. But what are some goals or areas where you feel like, ooh, I've been doing my thing on this?
Okay. So one of the goals that I set was to budget more, or just like track my finances more. So I'm not a big spender. So there's no need for me to be like, oh, you can only spend this much a month, because chances are more than likely I spend less than that every month, right? Whatever money, whatever amount I might set, more than likely I'm spending less than that, just because that's how I am. But I did want to start tracking everything that I spend on, just to get a good sense of, okay, where is my money going to? Is that a good place for my money to be going? Are there things that I can cut out? Like, this wasn't the case for me, but like subscription services, do I need to cut those out? Is like most of my money going toward that, because there are like a million of them right now. So yeah, I just really wanted to do a better job of tracking. And I kind of felt, I don't want to sound like hokey pokey or anything, but I kind of felt led to do it at the end of last year. And I promise I'm not crazy, but I just feel like, okay, there's going to be a time, maybe soon, maybe not, where I'm going to step into something that's greater than I could have ever imagined. And that's a skill that I want to have. I want to always have a close eye on where is my money going? Because, you know, I am a frugal person, and, you know, I don't really play about my money like that. And so I realized that that was something that I was lacking. And so sometimes I hate it, but every week I have to sit there and go through and be like, where did money come from this week? You know, what could you chill on? I have a miscellaneous category, right? And every month I have to detail what does miscellaneous entail. And then the next month, I have to look back and be like, okay, could I have done without this stuff? Or could I not have contributed this to this thing or whatever? So yeah, it's been interesting, sometimes fun, sometimes not, but I have been crushing that. I have been consistent with that. So pat self on back.
Yeah. And I don't know if you use an app, but they do have apps that assist with that as well. However, you do sometimes have to go line by line to make sure that they're putting things in the right category, because it's software and they're just sometimes guessing. But if anybody else is really wanting to like get down into their finances in terms of accountability and budgeting, they do have apps out there to help with that as well.
They do. And I wish I could recommend an app. So I actually built an Excel spreadsheet just because I wanted it to look a certain way. And honestly, I didn't spend too much time looking up apps. I just knew, okay, this is what I wanted. And I have basic-ish Excel skills. So I did just build the spreadsheet that I wanted. Mm-hmm. But maybe next year, you know, like now that this is a thing that I'm doing, maybe next year I'll look into an app, but I'm a very manual person. So like even certain mm-hmm. bills, I want to go in there and click buttons mm-hmm. to like pay my bill. So I'm outdated. I understand, but y'all use the apps and let me know what apps work for y'all. So next year, if I give them a try, this goes a little bit smoother. But yeah, how about you? What are you crushing this year?
Yeah. So one goal that I set at the beginning of this year is I wanted to be able to edit our podcast episodes and basically have them ready within a day or two okay. of when we record. And it's not that we were running late or that the you know episodes wouldn't go out on schedule. It's just that it was a personal goal of mine to make sure that we had the time and space just in case something didn't go well during recording, we needed to redo it. And so, yeah, I've been able to keep up with that. I think all but maybe like two episodes where we just had a little bit longer of recording time. So the editing naturally was a little bit longer, but my goal was by Tuesday morning that the episodes are ready for Samira to listen. And by the way, we usually record on Sunday nights. So we don't necessarily have, I don't have time after to edit, but my goal was to basically get it done that next day, just to put us in a better position in case we need to change something. And I've been able to keep up with that. I know for me, I haven't figured out a way to be able to multitask and edit. Mm-hmm. It's something that requires me to have to be very focused and not distracted by other things. So I just made it a goal for me to say, hey, you know, usually this takes about 2 hours uninterrupted, and I want to be able to get this done the next day. And yes, it does require me having more discipline because I can't do it while I'm doing other things, but I know that, you know, it kind of puts us in a stronger position as a podcast, just in case we do have to make changes and we're giving ourselves that extra time. So,
okay, cool. So since we're talking about successes, what do you feel like are some things that you've done or implemented that have helped you to be successful on some of your goals? It doesn't have to be the one that you just said, but any of your goals.
So the first thing for me has been relying on discipline and not my feelings, because, you know, feelings and emotions and even motivation can come and go. Yeah. But in terms of my goals daily, when I wake up, I just try to decide like, hey, this is what I'm getting done today. No excuses. So really relying on discipline, routine, being consistent with whatever I'm trying to get done. And then also evaluating my excuses okay. when I do have them. And just taking the time to say, okay, is this legitimate? Is this an actual barrier mm-hmm. to getting this done? Or is this something that I'm creating in my head? And maybe it will take just motivation and discipline to push through it. And it's not an actual valid excuse. Yeah, what about yeah. you?
So one of the things that I think about is like setting future me up to be like, to be better or to have more time and more freedom. And so that is constantly on my mind. Like, okay, if I don't do this now, future me is gonna have to juggle with more things. So that's been something that I've just been keeping front of mind. It's like, okay, today me gotta act right because, you know, if I don't, then future me is in jeopardy. And it works for me because I think we've all had those situations where we're like, if I would have just done what I needed to do, you know, I would have been able to do it. And the next thing is just keeping my rest time. I think has really helped me a bit with feeling like, okay, I'm a little bit more re-energized and can hit the ground running when the week starts. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think those are probably the two things that have been helping me, especially when it comes to like just being where I need to be with my program and getting done the things that I need to get done. Like I have a huge goal that I will be accomplishing by the end of this semester. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think that that's what it took. Also, not being afraid to speak up, because some of your goals will have to involve other people, you know, and the things that they might need to do to help you get to a certain point. So just not being afraid of being vocal and saying, hey, this is what I'm going to need from you, and this is when I'm going to need it, and to send reminders. Because I think a lot of times we think, oh, I'm going to be bothering this person, which probably, but you might be, but what's the alternative? You not getting the thing that you set out to get, or the thing that you've worked so hard for because of somebody else. Like, it doesn't seem worth it to me. So yeah, just another note to be vocal. And that's for me too, because it is something I struggle with. Like, if I'm vocal on something, it's because I spent maybe hours thinking about, how am I going to say this? When am I going to say it? Should I really say it? Maybe I'll just wait. Like, I've spent a lot of time going back and forth about it. So
glad you brought up rest, because I was thinking back to the episode that we recorded at the end of the year. It was like a 2021 recap and then looking ahead. And one of the things that I said in terms of a goal was just like balancing my life. And I guess like still being a new mom, trying to find that balance of, you know, pouring into your child, being productive, working on things that are also important to you, you know, independent of your family. And one of the things I talked about was being more intentional about using my downtime for actual rest, and not jumping into like speed mode of like, okay, I got 2.5 hours. How much stuff can I squeeze into this time? Like, just taking, even if it's 20 to 30 minutes to sit down and rest and decompress, versus speeding through all these tasks. But then it's like, okay, well, you could have taken 20 minutes. Like, is the 20 minutes really going to make or break, you know, in terms of like productivity? And usually me taking that time, I feel much more energized that I can like do more later in the day.
Yeah, I will say, as someone who doesn't drink coffee, those like maybe 20 minute power naps or something like those really do, man, they help out because you just need it. Because I am similar. I do fill my days with a lot, just because there's just a lot to be done. And then I take my one day to not do anything. But, you know, throughout the week, those days are really packed. And so like, especially with like the podcast, so with the creative side of things, if I think of any type of ideas, I'm like dedicating time to jot those down, or think them through, and, you know, fix stuff and make it pretty for the gram, or, you know, like, and that takes some time too during the week. So yeah, I tend to do that, just like take my 20 minute power nap so that I can be refreshed and hit it for another however many hours I need to. So yeah. Do you feel like you're more likely to like set goals that are too challenging or not challenging enough?
I'd say that I'm pretty balanced, and I try to look at every area of my life, so not compartmentalized too much, because, you know, it's all related. But yeah, I'd say in certain areas, I will challenge myself to the max. However, in other areas, I'd say, okay, I'm going to not put a goal in place that's extremely hard to attain, because I do think that having some easier wins in there is also motivating as well. So I just try to find that balance of, yes, I'm challenging myself in this one area, but maybe I don't go as hard in that other area. And then also just adjusting over time and for different seasons of my life, where, you know, I may have been able to go hard or at a certain percentage in that area at one point, but that may not make sense during these next 3 to 6 months. So I like to look at my life in, I guess, like half year increments, but then like a few years ahead. So even when I was thinking about my goals for this year, I spent a lot of time thinking about kind of the first half of 2022. Okay. Also a few things in the back half, but mainly the first half. And then, you know, giving myself a chance to readjust. And usually it's around my birthday. My birthday is in the middle of the year. Yeah. So that's usually my reflection time. But but yeah, I try to make adjustments as needed, but knowing like, hey, things can change, shift. And if there was an area where I'm going 110%, maybe two areas of my life, maybe the other goals that I have need to be dialed back. And I don't know, for me, there is just something about having certain goals that are like easy wins it's just more motivating. And it helps build morale, I guess, within yourself.
Yeah. So two things to what you just said. So speaking of easier wins, that's a good way to plan your day. So people who are very much into like to-do lists, and whether you do a to-do list for the day or for the week in general, I think it really does make a difference when you put those easier things in there. And sometimes when I do make those to-do lists, usually just in like the busier times of my life, I'll make a to-do list for the day. And if there's something that I did that I didn't set out to do, but was still important, I will go back and add that because I did do it. So okay. I'm like, listen, I need, if it's the satisfaction of seeing a lot of things checked off, let me go ahead and add stuff that I did that, you know, maybe wasn't in the day. But even things like, oh, send this email, or, you know, I don't know, drink all your water for the day, just things like that. Well, drinking the water isn't as easy for everybody, but, you know, just little things that during your day could just make you feel good, like get the satisfaction mm-hmm. of having those done. And then also, that's such an interesting point about like your birthday being in the middle of the year and that being mm-hmm. a reflection point, because I'm like, huh, that's really cool. I don't have that. So my birthday is dead at the end of the year, literally mm-hmm. like a couple of days before the end of the year. And so I don't get that. So for me, the new year is also like a new age. And so for me, when I think about setting goals, just like how you do like the first half of the year, second half. So I do the entire year. I'm like, what do mm-hmm. I want this age to look like for me? And obviously, like I have to divide those things up because some things need to be accomplished earlier than others. But yeah, I'm usually thinking like the whole year in total, because I'm like, what does this age bring for me? Because I have to, because my birthday's at the end. But yeah, so that's really cool. I didn't think about that. As far as I go with like either setting goals that are too challenging or not challenging enough, I think, I don't know. Like I looked at my 2021 goals and I definitely set some goals that weren't challenging enough because by the end of the first quarter, all of them were done. Mm. And so I was like, okay, like it wasn't a big deal because then I just had new goals that I, you know, had to set at the end. But I think maybe initially when I write things down or think of things, at least before, not so much this year, but it was either one or the other. There was no gray area. It was either charge it to the max or, okay, girl, give them the bare minimum. So I think this year is a little bit better. You know, I have some balance. There are things that I have accomplished already, but those are things where like I could do multiple of them. Like if the right opportunities come, I can do more. So it's not like I'm limited to that one time only. So yeah, maybe a mix of both now, but definitely before 2022, it was one or the other. Do you have advice for people who do that, who either, well, for both, who set goals that are too challenging, or for people who just don't set goals that are challenging enough?
I'd say if you're in the camp of you think that your goals aren't challenging enough, I'd say just take some time to figure out why and really evaluate, I guess, everything that you have going on and see where there is maybe more bandwidth for you to put more energy into certain things that are a top priority for you. So I wouldn't say like just start making up random things to do just for the sake of it being challenging, but really evaluate like, okay, what do I want for my life? These are the top priorities. And then focus on that, you know, in terms of giving more energy to those areas. If you're the woman where you feel like you're challenging yourself to the max, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to our episode, Sis, Stop Doing Too Much. And that's not to say that you're necessarily going to change your mind on, you know, how you're deciding to give energy to certain things in your life. But I think just it may give you some perspective on evaluating like how you feel, your emotions in terms of accomplishing certain goals, because at the end of the day, accomplishments are great, goals are great, but we want to make sure that we're living fulfilled lives that we're not miserable in. Yeah. So just making sure you're like finding that right balance of, yes, I'm challenging myself, but not to the point where like it's inducing stress and anxiety long term. And just to where like you're actually working on things that you're truly passionate about and that you really want for your future, and not just checking a box just to say, oh, I did this one thing.
Yeah, I'm glad you said like not inducing stress and anxiety long term, because for me, okay, this doesn't have to be for anybody else out there, but for me, if I can see the bigger picture of something causing me stress, I will go for it, because I feel like on the other side of that, there's more relaxation or more flexibility. So mm-hmm. there are moments in my life, even after the Sis Stop Doing Too Much episode, where I will take on more. And that's mm-hmm. because I can see like the vision. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but this year we started really posting on our YouTube channel a lot more. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. Girlfriends and Goals podcast, shameless plug. But yeah, we've started like posting on that more. And so, you know, like there at some points that can be stressful. Like just making sure, hey, everything is how it needs to be. Mm-hmm. And for me, it has been worth it, because, you know, every day that, you know, we're inching closer to the goal, I'm like, yes, you know, like it's this working. Is, yeah. This is worth it. This is why, you know, this is why I stay up to do Married at First Sight reviews and make the thumbnails and all that stuff. So yeah. But if it's like long-term, like 2 years from now, I feel like I'm still under a lot of stress. Like that's not worth it. But you know, there are going to be moments where if you are a hard worker, or if you do have some ambition, like I think there are going to be those moments where
oh, yeah.
you just need to like push it, you know?
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for anything typically that you want to accomplish,
yeah.
those moments will be there. I mean, I can't really think of many things where there won't be a period of time where you are under stress or anxiety yeah. to get certain things done.
What do people say? Beyonce, and I have the times wrong probably, but Beyonce worked 8 months for for like those two Coachella performances or whatever. And that's what I always think about. Honestly, watching anything Beyonce or Kobe, I'm just like, girl, get up. You got to go. Like, you got stuff to do. What? Why are you sitting down? You got the same 24 hours as Beyonce. What are you doing? So, yeah, but they really hype me up. But I think as far as people who don't set goals that are challenging enough, I would say two things. This first thing someone said to me years ago, and I was just like, what? Why would she say that? You know? But me now, like I understand why she said that. And it's not that I think like the me then would have been this or would have been doing this, because I think I was doing what I needed to do at that time. But now I can understand. But she said, I think you need to dream bigger. And I don't know if that's useful to anybody, but if you're not setting goals that are like challenging enough, then maybe you do need to dream bigger. Like maybe you have a lot of skills that you're just able to get things done, you know, get things accomplished a little bit sooner or a little bit faster. But if you were to like just challenge yourself to dream bigger, perhaps there might be things that take you a little bit longer to accomplish, and that would be okay too. And the other thing that I would say is, you know, once you accomplish those goals, if you feel like, oh, that wasn't challenging enough, maybe set another set of goals, you know? So if you're like, oh, I want to lose this, you know, weight by the end of the year, and you lose it within the first half of the year, okay, what are your fitness goals for the next half, you know? So just don't be afraid to come back to the drawing board and be like, okay, that's accomplished. What's next? Mm-hmm. So that way you know, you're always stepping up for yourself. And it's the people yeah. who do the most and who are like challenging themselves too much. I would say, because I don't want to reiterate what Miosha said, like I co-sign all of that, but also be patient with yourself. In that if your goals are too challenging, okay, maybe they can't be accomplished within 1 year. But life doesn't end after that 1 year is over. Like 2022 is not all to it. There's 2023. And there are things where it'll take you 2 to 5 years to accomplish if they're that challenging. So, you know, maybe don't be so confined by these years. Like, don't feel like, oh, I have to get this done between January 1st and December 31st, especially if it's a huge goal that you're trying to meet. Mm-hmm. Give yourself that flexibility. Like, okay, I've improved from January 1st to where I am now, but there's much more to do, and then go and do that, you know? That's what I would say.
When you said maybe you should dream bigger, I believe mm-hmm. that was the way that she said it to you. Yeah. It reminded me of something that a previous manager said to me. She was basically like, you're not going to grow unless you're under pressure, or the type of growth that you may want may not happen when you're too comfortable. And I could remember being at a certain point in my career where I only wanted to do the things that I really knew how to do exceptionally well. And then anytime they would ask, or things would come up where it was outside of my comfort zone, or maybe outside of the scope of what I was tasked to do, I would shy away from it, maybe not come up with excuses, because there were times where I'm like, oh, legitimately, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I can say now, looking back, I'm thankful for kind of being put in certain situations, because doing those things where I wasn't the most comfortable, didn't have the most experience, I got the most growth during those times. And so it's kind of on the other side of it, it's like, oh, I got through that. But, you know, when you're in it, it's just like, oh, you know, this is uncomfortable. I don't want to be doing this.
Yeah.
It's just stressful. But I can't appreciate those times.
Yeah. So. And you also don't want to fail, too. It's like,
eyes is looking at you.
Yeah, I used to be so afraid of failing. And now that I'm in this PhD program, I feel like a failure every day. Kind of like the weeks balance themselves out. Some days I'm like, bruh, what are we doing here? And other days I'm like, what? We actually deserve this. So it keeps me humble, you know?
Listen.
But there's at least one thing each week where I'm like, I know I got to show up to this, but I'm probably not that good at it. And I just have to accept that. I just do, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, that's how you get to the next level. But do you have any advice on how to stay motivated to keep pushing on the goals that you've set out for this year, but really beyond? Because a lot of the things that we're working on right now are the building blocks for the next 2 to 7 years, 2 to 5 years. So,
oh yeah, for sure. I'm in such a building blocks period. Like, we're gonna be building for a minute, but honestly, I know this episode is called "Keep Your Foot on the Gas," but I think the advice that I would give is, if you are dealing with certain like life changes, or if you're just not in a space where you feel like you can keep putting your foot on the gas, or you can keep your foot on the gas, I think for me the biggest thing is just reassessing. You know, like, be very honest with yourself, reassess, is this something, one, that I want? Is this something that I can actually do? And if it's something you can do, maybe, you know, like we said at the beginning of the episode, you just can't do it at the level that you thought you would be able to do it at. So yes, keep your foot on the gas. But to me, what that means isn't just like constantly, like, you know, pedal to the metal, you know, it's more so like, always be mindful of what your goals are, and always be thinking about what am I doing, or what can I do to accomplish this goal? And not just what can I do in general, but at this place where I am in my life today, and with the things that I have coming up in the next few weeks, next few months, how much of this can I realistically do? So yeah, for me, keeping your foot on the gas is just having a mental note of what you want to accomplish, and constantly like holding where you want to be and where you are in conversation with one another. So that's why I would say, like, maybe you don't feel motivated because you've realized you bit off more than you can chew. And that's okay. Just take a minute, take a breather, and bite off less, you know, see what you can chew. I'll say that's what I would say. How about you?
Yeah, so I co-sign everything that you said, and to not repeat every single thing, I would just say that it is perfectly normal that your motivation will come and go. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it can be easy to get hard on yourself when you just don't feel that inner pull and fire to work on things that you've maybe prayed for, you've worked and done other things to get to that point. Yeah. And you may even feel bad, like, why don't I feel motivated to work on this? What, like, why am I not, why is this not coming natural to me? So I think just giving yourself grace and knowing that it is very natural for all of us to go through ups and downs in terms of motivation, and that it may not be constant throughout your journey.
Yeah.
And like, don't be so hard on yourself on those days where it's just not there. That is very normal. Yeah. So yeah. Don't use that as a gauge for how you're going to finish and whether you're going to accomplish it or not. I just think that that's part of the human experience. Motivation is going to come, going to go. Some days you will have to rely on discipline to get you through those spurts when it's not there,
yeah,
like many of us do. So just keep in mind that's a very human thing to go through. So don't be so hard on yourself.
Absolutely. Give yourself grace. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of the Girlfriends and Goals podcast. You've heard our thoughts on this topic, but we'd love to hear your thoughts as well. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Girlfriends and Goals podcast, where we'll continue this conversation over the next week. If you haven't subscribed already, please go ahead and do that now. And don't forget to rate, review, and share. Until next time, bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.